I'm Rick Henson with this Southwest Iowa news update for Saturday, February 9th on KJAN.com. A 22-year-old Southwest Iowa man has been charged with murdering his girlfriend's 13-month-old daughter. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Authorities say 22-year-old Colby Puckett of Pacific Junction was the only adult with the child at the time she sustained injuries to her head and eyes. Authorities say Puckett is dating the child's mother. Puckett called 911 on February 1st to report the toddler was unresponsive. The girl was flown from Pacific Junction to a hospital in Omaha, but she died of her injuries. Puckett is being held in the Mills County Jail on a $1 million bond. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a Missouri man was arrested Friday after authorities received a call from the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railway indicating that a man had boarded a train parked near the intersection of Main Street and Washington Street in Hamburg and was causing damage. After arriving at the scene, sheriff's deputies found and arrested 27-year-old Joseph Wendell Wilson from Rockport, Missouri. BNSF's rail crew indicated that Wilson had boarded the train, opened several engine compartments, and disabled the train. Wilson was taken into custody and charged with trespassing. Additional charges are pending. His bond was set at $1,000. A Northwest Iowa man will appear in Cass County District Court on Tuesday, February 12th, to stand trial on felony charges of attempted murder, willful injury causing bodily injury, going armed with intent, and willful injury causing serious injury. 38-year-old Timothy Lee Russell of Cherokee has pleaded not guilty to the charges associated with a September 3, 2012 incident in Atlantic, during which he allegedly attacked a man during an early morning altercation in the 1200 block of Elm Street. Authorities say the attack involved the use of a sharp tool or tools. The victim of the attack was never identified. They were initially taken to the Cass County Hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Omaha for surgery. According to the Sheriff's Department, Russell remains in the Cass County Jail on $100,000 cash bond for the attempt to commit murder charge. His trial is set to begin at 9:30 a.m. Tuesday. Sheriff's officials in Union County said Friday that a pickup had been stolen from the Casey's General Store in Texaco in Creston at the intersection of Highways 25 and 34. The vehicle is a white 2009 Ford Ranger Supercab with Iowa license plate 372 AAD. If you see that vehicle or have any information about the theft, contact the Union County Law Enforcement Center at 641-782-8402. Officials of the Lenox Police Department say a vehicle which had been reported stolen early last week from the Taylor County town was located in rural Adams County. No details were provided with regard to the recovery of the red 1999 four-door Pontiac Grand Prix, which was stolen sometime late Sunday, February 3rd or early Monday morning, February 4th. The case remains under investigation, and anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Lenox Police Department. Police in Harlan said Friday that a complaint had been filed last week with the Shelby County Clerk of Court charging 20-year-old Brittany McCord of Harlan with theft in the fifth degree, a serious misdemeanor. The charge was filed following an investigation into a report from the Casey's General Store in Harlan with regard to an alleged incident of employee theft. Officials said also that two people were arrested on Monday, February 4th in Harlan. 27-year-old Amanda Wicker of Harlan was arrested on a warrant out of Shelby County and on a possession of controlled substance charge. Wicker was scheduled to make her appearance in court on February 21st. And 48-year-old Michael Durkin of Omaha was arrested February 4th on a public intoxication charge after Harlan police were called to Murtu Medical Center with regard to an intoxicated subject who needed to be removed from the emergency room. Durkin posted a $600 cash bond this past Tuesday and is scheduled to appear in court on February 12th. A newly restored barn in rural Harrison County went up in flames this past week. Missouri Valley Times reports the barn, located at 2731 Quentin Trail, about 5 miles outside of Logan, started on fire at around 10:15 a.m. Wednesday. Firefighters of the Logan Fire Department were first to arrive on the scene. Fire Chief Craig Charbonneau said the barn and other shed burned down quickly. Firefighters from Woodbine, Missouri Valley, Magnolia, and Moldale were also on the scene, bringing anywhere from 9 to 10,000 gallons of water altogether, but that was not enough to save the structure, which was originally built in 1941 and completely restored last November. The loss, including the adjoining shed, was estimated at $45,000, not including the contents of the barn, which were still being inventoried. Firefighters remained on the scene for a little more than 2 hours. There were no injuries reported, and an electrical issue appears to have been the cause of that blaze. The superintendent of the AHST Community School District has announced his resignation. Mark Hopkins says his resignation takes effect at the end of the current school year. Hopkins is leaving the district to pursue a PhD in education policy and leadership studies at the University of Iowa. The AHST school board is expected to begin the hunt for his replacement, with hope that Hopkins' successor will be hired by early April. And that is a check of some of the latest Western and Southwest Iowa news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.